Well, the implementation of my Wicked Problem project has been slow going so far. With the school holiday and lots of marking to do before our big winter holiday, myself and my colleagues are generally swimming in things to do, as teachers are. I had hoped to introduce my colleagues to the idea of a portfolio through a short meeting and to show the power of blog-based portfolios there. That hasn't happened yet since we've been using our staff meetings for other things. And I'm not sure when I can convince the team before our December holiday to meet about that. I'm considering instead creating an email and sending it out with examples, should people want to explore this option. There are also logistical matters at hand that need to be dealt with. I have a domain where the WordPress multi-user network will be hosted. We already have our Google apps hosted there. But we do need to purchase hosting. We have an ICT team that we work with from our sister school, but they have their own big projects going. I'm considering going at this alone, as I did with the Google Apps installation, such as a perk of being at a small school, but I do want the support and assistance of our ICT team, since I know that I may run into issues that are beyond my technical abilities. And given the nature of this portfolio effort, being school-wide, I really do want the buy-in and help of my colleagues and the rest of the staff. I think that's important before I go forward. So with all of that said, I'm leaving the professional development and technical implementation parts behind for the moment and will focus my efforts on educating the students about the blogging world. Since I do have them in front of me, and even though my curriculum is crammed with a lot of things to do, I'm going to take some time to work on educating them about blogs and portfolios before the winter holiday begins. My English classes have an ongoing unit focused on independent reading throughout the year. I'm in the process of designing a similar one for understanding blogs in my technology class. The format's going to be familiar to the students, such as, you know, having to read things on their own, and they're generally left up to their own devices. They can choose what they want to read, explore it, but I think that's what they enjoy about it. So I'm hoping to kind of transfer that same enthusiasm from the independent reading to blogging, and we'll see how it goes. This will be for students in MYP 2 through 5, so those are students between the ages of 12 and 15. I'm going to ask them to subscribe via RSS, which I can implement in our Google Apps, to a few blogs I've selected, and ask them to subscribe to a few around their interests. We will go through the same process that we did in choosing a book to read for independent reading, but this time we'll focus not on what kind of reader am I, but what kind of blog reader am I. So we'll brainstorm our personal interests. I will show them blogs that they can find around those interests. I'm really into food and cooking, so I'm going to show them the many blogs that I've found about eating and cooking. There is a blogger that I really admire named Kim Cofino. She teaches at an international school in Japan, and she has a whole unit that she discusses on her blog about building a better blog, basically. The students create their own blogs. And this is something, this idea of having the students subscribe and read and respond to blogs is an idea I got from her. So I'm hoping to use some of the material she shared there and get my students doing the same so that they'll be familiar with what a blog is. Many of them are on YouTube and other spaces, and if you've ever seen the quality of YouTube comments, you know that there's a lot to educate the students about. I'm also going to begin posting my assignments to my class blog. My class blog space has been sort of left to the wind since we're using a online learning system called ManageBack, but I'm going to start posting assignments to ManageBack and linking for further detail to my class blog so that students can comment there. This will be especially important for the first-year students, the MYP1 students, who I think need a lot of scaffolding before being asked to subscribe and post comments to blogs around the web. I'm just going to ask them to read and respond to things that I post on my blog before leading them into other blogs. The purpose of all of these efforts is to prepare the students for when we do have that blog network that I want to build. I want them to see quality blog postings, to see how people use their blogs, and to learn how to comment effectively and appropriately, since my hope, as I explained in the other parts, is that they will comment on one another's blogs. There will be a lot of digital citizenship lessons wrapped up in all of this, about being encouraging, what makes it an appropriate comment, what's an inappropriate comment, etc. I will also prepare students for building the beginnings of their portfolio, since my hope is that these blogs will be personal blogs as well as portfolio spaces. I'm going to create a Google document for each student where they'll make a running list of portfolio pieces they wish to include and ask them to write a short annotation about each. These will be used as ready-made blog posts for the students to get their blogs up and running when we do have the network implemented. They will receive this assignment in the coming week, hopefully in their mentor or tutor classes, though I may have to take my own class time for this since it's technology related. This is one reason why I really want to empower my colleagues with knowledge about these technologies, so they too can play a part in educating the students and helping them use these spaces as portfolios. I'm realizing that a portfolio space feasibly won't happen until after the winter holiday when this course is finished. My hope is instead in the next month to get my students reading and doing some light commenting on blogs before then so that they're familiar with these spaces when asked to post in them. Some are, but many are not. So that's where I am at the moment. I'm not very far in the implementation, but just focusing more on education of my colleagues and my students. So I'm hoping to do a little more before the winter holiday so that when January comes, we'll be ready to pass the blogs on to the students.